Today on Gardening in a Minute, invasive exotics. Invasive exotic species are introduced plants and animals that cause harm to the environment, the economy, and sometimes human health. In Florida, invasive exotic plants include melaleuca, air potato, and tropical soda apple. Homeowners are encouraged to remove invasive plant species and replace them with Florida-friendly plants. Invasive animals are also a problem in Florida. In South Florida, iguanas are being released into the environment. Iguanas eat valuable landscape plants, shrubs, trees, and flowers. Burrows of iguanas next to seawalls allow erosion and their eventual collapse. The best thing you can do when you have an invasive plant is to remove it. If you see an invasive animal, contact local animal control. For more information about invasive plants and animals, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, selection of containers for container gardens. Container gardens are versatile and can beautify any part of your home or landscape. The success of your container garden, though, depends on the container you choose. Anything can be used, from a hollow log to an antique urn, or a teapot to a terracotta pot. The only thing that limits your container selection is your imagination. A good container should be large enough to provide room for soil and roots and be attractive without competing with the plant it holds. You don't want your plant standing in wet soil, so make sure the container you choose has enough drainage holes. Plan ahead when planting large containers and add dollies with wheels so it can be moved easily. Your container gardens can be spectacular when you choose the right container. For more information about container gardening, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning your shade trees. We love the trees in our yards, but we often forget that they need periodic care. Pruning your shade tree can provide many benefits for the tree, such as reduced risk of branch and stem breakage, increased flowering, and improved health and appearance. Pruning can also enhance your view and give better clearance for vehicles and pedestrians. But pruning can also hurt a tree. When improperly performed, pruning can harm the tree's health, stability, and appearance. The home gardener should limit pruning of mature trees to smaller branches that can be reached from the ground. Leave the trimming of large branches and those higher up to professional arborists who are skilled climbers and have proper equipment and insurance. If you're not sure about how to prune your tree, it's best to contact a certified arborist. For more information about pruning trees, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, terraces. Do you have a steep slope in your yard? Terraces can help. Terraces prevent erosion by shortening a long slope into a series of shorter, more level steps. This allows heavy rains to soak into the soil rather than run off and cause erosion. You can use treated wood, bricks, rocks, concrete blocks, or similar masonry materials for building terraces. Before you start to dig out your terraced area, contact your local utility company to identify the location of any buried utilities. Plants in terraced gardens require the same care as any garden bed. Terraced gardens make great spaces to showcase annuals and flowering perennials. You can create a unique and beautiful garden space by adding a few varying levels throughout your yard with terraces. For more information about creating a terraced garden, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winter interest in the garden. Winter is a relatively short season for gardens in Florida, but you can add elements in your garden to create winter interest. In winter, plants continue to dominate the landscape, but in different ways. Tree shapes, twig color, and bark become more important. Evergreens, hedges, ground covers, and ferns give color to the scene, while winter and early spring blooming shrubs, wildflowers, and bulbs add scent in addition to color. Ornamental grasses and perennials with dried seed pods can add a magical quality to the garden when they glisten with frost. Berries not only add spots of bright color, but also attract birds. Winter is a wonderful time in the garden. With a little planning, you can have a garden you enjoy year-round. For more information about winter interests in the garden, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM.